other people's Congress. It actually may be too early to tell, but are you getting the vibe that Congress is going to betray you again? The Congress, both the House and the Senate, are seen as honest and trustworthy by an astonishing 14 and 16%, respectively, of most Americans, according to a recent poll. The converse of this is also true, that 86% to 84% of most Americans don't trust their Congress. A term like that just ended partially explains the gap, for Congress routinely sells its collective soul to the lobbyists and corporate powers that be. Only these wealthy forces could explain the actions and inactions of Congress in its most recent term. Complete servility to the military-industrial complex, the bankruptcy bill, their unbridled hostility to a minimum wage, you name it. If you could afford their services, cool. If you were a regular Joe or Joanna, working class, or heavens forfend poor, forget it. The Congress, in violation of the Constitution, ceded its power to the president, and the executive has made a complete mess of every power granted. The midterm elections, thought by many to have been a partial remedy of this disaster, was predicated upon the wide public will to get out of Iraq. The new Congress was not yet in their seats, and already there are whispers in the air of sending new troops, more troops, to Iraq. The march towards betrayal of the public will may have already begun. For millions of people, especially those who voted for Democrats, there is the expectation that this new class or new majority would headline on Iraq withdrawal. Now, it looks less so. As the new House majority forms, lobbyists are bellying up to the bar to make new and lucrative deals, and with money comes influence. Americans may learn that in politics, faces may change and parties may swap, but the same game goes on. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.